Hi, this is Dina with Family First Care.
Hi, my name is Sheila Ramsey.
Yes, you were just transferred from Stella, right?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Hi, Sheila. I'm an intake coordinator. My name is Dina, so I'll be assisting you until you're all set up with a caregiver, okay? Now, I just wanted...
Okay.
Yes. So I just wanted to go over some... What did you say?
Oh, hold on a second, please.
Okay, sure.
Wait a minute. Yeah, okay.
Okay. I just wanted to go over a little bit more of what you're looking for. So you're approved 65 hours. Now, what would you like your schedule to look like? You want a daytime caregiver or a nighttime caregiver?
Oh, daytime. The hours that they have now. My main concern is because I'm handicapped and I can't really get to the door, so I've been extremely lucky to get one caregiver that, come every day. And she that's so much easier to have just one. I don't know if you have someone that can do, but we adjust their hours. So it's because they come Saturday and Sunday also, but they like come between 10 or 11. No, they come in between 11 or 6, and then or 11 to 5, somewhere around there. And then during the week, we adjust their hours during the week so they can have the whole time, the whole
65 hours.
Yes.
Okay. All
yes.
right. So you want one caregiver to cover the hours.
Oh, right. It's so extremely easy for one person. Yes.
Right. Okay. Well, definitely try to look for that. Do you want a female, a male? Do you have a preference?
A female, because I do need help with the shower dressing and all that.
Okay. And do you use any kind of wheelchair, lift?
No, I'm in the process of getting a wheelchair. That's what I was looking to get. But when I go to my doctor's appointments, because I went there today, the ambulance usually come and take me in the stretcher.
Okay. Is there anything specifically that you're looking for the caregivers to know how to do or have had experience doing?
I have meals delivered every day. So basically they just have to heat up the meal. I stay on my first floor so they don't have to do steps.
Oh, good. Okay.
And yes, I have everything on my first floor. I need someone that just be able to prepare the meal and to do the cleaning. I've been I hope they have a car that they could drive.
A car to drive you around or a car to get to your home?
Right. Well, sometimes it depends. Sometimes I would need a car. I mean, for them to go places, pick up medicine, and at this point, I can't really get in a car.
Okay.
It's so much as the steps, because I have like 10 steps to get into my house. I can't do steps now.
Right, it's easier for them.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to have my knee replaced, this year. So.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. So it'll be better for them to just do the errands for you.
Oh, yeah, they have to. Yeah. I can't do it.
Yeah, okay. All right.
And then I have everything convenient. I have my wash and dry on the same floor.
Oh, great.
I have my bathroom already handicapped set up, and it's right here on the same floor. You know, everything is on the floor. They won't have to run around for different things in the house or anything. Everything is so convenient.
Okay.
And if they could do, because I've been extremely lucky, the one I have, she keeps it so clean. She keeps
You want a clean home. Yeah, that's understandable.
I'm used to my clean
home. Do you have any pets in the home?
No.
No pets. Any smoking in the home?
Oh, no, definitely not.
Okay. Got it. All right, I have everything written down here. I'm going to text you with my phone number in case you want any updates or have anything else to add. And we'll keep you posted on what we find, okay? We're going to try to aim for one caregiver, and we'll let you know either way. Yeah.
This is my landline. My cell phone is 215-821-4343.
343. Okay.
Mhm.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I'm going to text all the information over to you, and yeah, well, hopefully we'll be in touch with you sometime next week, all right?
I'm in Cox Creek area, West Philadelphia.
Okay.
And you don't
have people in Philadelphia.
Oh. But what section of Philadelphia? Because I had a couple of them that were Philadelphia, but they was on the other side of Philadelphia, and a lot of times they couldn't get here to one, you know, I mean, or couldn't get here at all if it was snowing or...
We have people all over Philadelphia, and when we search for a caregiver, we first search for the closest ones, and then, you know, we go a little further if we can't find any in a very close distance. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. We're going to try to find someone close.
Okay. Yeah, and it's not that if they have a car. You know, if it's for them for that.
Right.
So.
Okay.
So, thank you so much.
No problem. You have a good rest of your day, and you can look out for our call. Again, reach out if you have anything else to add, and yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.